You're in a good mood, Greg.
I'm something.
For a guy who has to get up at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You lost a bet.
No, I just double booked shit.
Oh, okay. So you know what's happening is that they've already heard a little bit of our like classic theme song, probably about 15, 20 seconds. And now they're about to hear our new theme song just for special episodes like this one.
Okay. Hit it. Tokyo, the night is near, but please come in, the time is here. But don't you fret, don't break a sweat. Brad and Greg got your recap set. Pop and a cheeky grin. SmackDown's rolling on our screen, but if you missed it, we're your team. Brad's the dad with a heart so wide, he's riding the waves with East Coast pride. Greg's the grump with the furrowed brow, but he'll break it down for you here and now. So heave ho, as the night is near, but please come in, the time is here. But don't you fret, don't break a sweat. Brad and Greg got your recap set. So you don't need to scroll or skip or speed. Watch feeds, the champs, the turns, the pop, the heat. We serve it fresh, concise and sweet. 15 minutes is all we need to plant the seeds for your wrestling greed. We're doing the lifting with East Coast flair, so grab a seat and park it there. So heave ho, as the night is near, the please come in, the time is here. But don't you fret, don't break a sweat. Brad and Greg got your recap set. With East Coast pride, Greg's the grump with the furrowed brow, but he'll break it down for you here and now. Brad's the dad with a heart so wide, he's riding the waves with East Coast pride. Greg's the grump with the furrowed brow, but he'll break it down for you here and now. So heave ho, as the night is near, but please come in, the time is here. But don't you fret, don't break a sweat. Brad and Greg got your recap set. We watch the show so you don't need to scroll or skip or speed. Watch feeds, the jabs, the turns, the pop, the heat. We serve it fresh, concise and sweet.
And you're not here. I know. I didn't play it for you. You're going to have to listen to it when you hear the podcast.
Hello. That means I got to listen to this thing?
Yeah, you do. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Hub Sports Entertainment Network. I am Brad the Dad, and running shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
And we are your Smack Daddies covering SmackDown for this network, and because we really like wrestling.
Yes.
Most of the time. Well, Greg, it's time for the speed round.
All right.
As he hits the button, no speed round sound for today. Oh, wait. Let's try it this way.
All right. That works better.
Yeah, I don't know why the Mario sound didn't want to work for me today, but it is what it is. We're going to breeze through this, Greg, because there's a lot of good stuff on the show, but a lot of it doesn't have anything to do with tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So LA Knight and Damian Priest are just walking through Gorilla and they run into each other. And apparently they have to put their grievances aside so they can fight Jacob and Solo tonight.
Right.
Do you think did they do that successfully, Greg?
No.
So that leads us to Jacob Fatu and Solo Sikoa versus Damian Priest and LA Knight in a tag match. What do you want to do with this match, Greg?
The frenemies. Yeah, this was LA Knight and Damian Priest being frenemies.
But yeah, we can cut this.
Yeah, those shockingly Solo Scope pin because he's the only one not in this match. And then the frenemies fight. Jacob Fatu comes in, stands tall until Drew McIntyre kicks him in the head.
That is a fact.
The highlight of this show, Greg, what are we doing with John Cena? His fan club is waiting in the parking lot.
Oh, this is going to be kept.
This one is R-Truth is in the...
We need an R-Truth sound effect.
I think I might harvest Let's go Cena. You can't see him as a R-Truth sound effect.
I was going to say, do you know what? Just get our crack research team on it, and I'm sure we'll get one at some point soon.
So R-Truth is cheering for John Cena. Let's go Cena. You can't see me. Let's go Cena. You can't see me. And Jimmy comes out and tries to talk sense into Truth, but, you know, that doesn't work.
So is that little Jimmy?
No, this is Big Jim.
Oops. My bad.
But
should have known better.
But is Big Jim, was he originally Little Jimmy?
I don't think so. That doesn't make sense, how Big Jim could be Little Jimmy, because Little Jimmy is still pretty little. And Big Jim is obviously big now.
But did he just grow up? So think about it. I'm going to explain to you the way I can best explain it. We are watching a male soap opera.
Right.
And in classic soap opera rules, if a young person goes away, they leave the show, they magically come back 3 months later after going away for school. And we know that Big Jim has gone away to the Uso Penitentiary. So did he come out of the penitentiary, go in as Little Jim and come out as Big Jim?
I think no. And I'll tell you why. And we can have a deep philosophical discussion on this. But I don't know, have you heard the Chris Van Vliet interview this week with R-Truth?
No, I haven't.
From WrestleMania week? Yeah, no. Little Jimmy's actually discussed in great length in that interview. And Little Jimmy, R-Truth still confirms, is still pretty little. So I don't think that makes sense. But yes, that interview was great. He actually did pitch to WWE and Stephanie McMahon to create the Little Jimmy action figure and just sell an empty box with nothing in it. And they told him, no, he couldn't do that. And he's like, well, maybe we put a stick in there with him, like with Little Jimmy. And no, they wouldn't do that. But I guess Cena is now selling empty cases as action figures. So I don't know why R-Truth couldn't have had one. But it was a great interview. If you haven't listened to it yet, go check that one out. Chris Van Vliet's live show with R-Truth from Vegas, from WrestleMania.
Recap one. Selena beat up Chelsea Green and Secret Hervis. And they're back having a funeral for the U.S. title reign of Chelsea Green, which leads us to Piper Niven and Chelsea Green versus Zelina Vega and a mystery partner. Who is?
We got Alexa Bliss back.
Yay. And she's not on Raw.
That's true. That's true.
Take that, Eric and Randy.
I was going to say, and, yeah, no sign of the Wyatts anywhere, but we got Alexa.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird, isn't it? Especially considering her finish. So Zelina gets isolated. She gets beat up because I'm cheating with Piper. But eventually we get assisted code red and Chelsea Green eats a Twisted Bliss. I didn't cut this match. I didn't give you an option, Greg. This match was great.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Greg, what do you want to do with the thing in the attack in the back with Phoenix?
Yeah, we can cut that.
I guess it just leads to a match later.
Right.
Cap two. The classic John Cena versus Randy Orton. Hell in a Cell. Have you enjoyed any of these?
I fast forward through this shit.
How about when Charlotte Flair walked out?
I was saying to myself, oh dear God, not again.
So what do you want to do with Charlotte Flair's interview segment?
I'm going to cut this only because the crowd did not sing na 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 hey hey goodbye. If they had sung it, I would have kept it, but no, you guys fell down on the job tonight.
Yeah, you guys failed, so you get out.
Thank you.
They failed. They had one job, Greg. I'm not. And then we had Nia Jax look at her. Look at Charlotte. Oh, great. Oh, sorry. Jade Cargill.
And then Jade Taylor's just going to get to the back of the line.
Yeah, this was, that match is going to be something.
Yeah.
So Jade Cargill versus Nia Jax and Tiffany standing around watching. What are we doing, Greg?
What are we going to do here?
Oh, it's your rule.
Yeah, but Tiffany is not involved in the match. This is not a Tiffy match. So I'm going to say we cut it.
Nia Jax wins after a distraction and is now your number one contender.
Yes, that's what we got.
The Street Profits cut a promo. Do we keep this?
Do we keep the Street Profit promo? Nah, we don't need that.
Because Praxian interrupts them and then we get a match. What about the match between Street Profits and Praxian?
Yeah, sure. I like this.
This one can get a yeet. This one can get
this Rebel Heart
official sound effect to the tag division. Greg, yeah, this was a great match, and the Street Profits lost, which may build for Axiom, but the Street Profits don't lose anything because they're all taped up.
Yeah, but aren't the Street Profits supposed to be heels?
That was what the theme song would suggest.
And then at the end, they were all celebrating together and like show respect and raise their hands. I'm like, I think you need to play the song, Brad.
Oh, you okay? Greg's like, dun, 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 dun. Before we get charged.
I was going to say, pay that up before we got to pay royalties or something.
Yeah, Greg, the Street Profits have not had clear identities for a while.
Yeah.
And we had a rare Meechan and BFAB sighting as the only remaining tag team in that division.
Yeah, they were, I don't even know what to say about them. Like, they were backstage and one wanted a
good job, Meechan guys.
Meechan wanted a high five and didn't get it. Like,
well, Meechan's husband got released, so she's a while ago. So she's just like, I'm looking for friends. I'm friends with BFAB. By proxy, I'm friends with you.
Okay, I gotta say something. This was at the Nutter Center tonight in Dayton, Ohio. Do you want to know how many people that place seats?
A lot.
No. The Metro Center has more seats in it in the current setup that they have there tonight. It's 10,119 is what the setup was.
Which is more than the last time, which is around the last time that wrestling came to Halifax was the same amount.
So legitimately, at the very first of this show, when we started tonight, the first thought that went through my head is like, oh, we're in an AEW arena.
Yeah. Like, words hurt. Tony Khan. This one's definitely going to be on my socials. I may put it out on Wednesday.
I'm sorry, man.
Sorry, Sean. Sorry, Ashley. You guys are definitely still covering the B-Show.
Yeah.
You do a good job of it, but check them out here on the Hub, but boy, oh boy. Aleister Black is coming out and he's going to get Carmelo Hayes. And yeah, Carmelo Hayes.
Do you know what? I just kind of remembered the whole Malachi part.
I wrote it in my notes when Aleister Black, because he was in AEW for a cup of coffee and just about the same like this is match.
Yeah.
What do you want to do, Greg?
We can cut this.
Normally I don't boo you, Greg, but I actually like this match a lot, but them the rules.
Yeah, listen, I like the match, but like
The finish was great. Rolled up distraction because they had miscommunication between Miz and Carmelo, and a kick to the head for Miz after the match, after the roll-up win.
Yeah. And I'm okay with, like, yeah, I like that. But, God, that necklace, weird-ass face thing on Carmelo.
Dre. It's Dre.
We got to cut that. Like, sorry, if, you know, I would have kept this match if I didn't have to look at that god-awful thing. So, sorry, you got to face the consequences.
You're not down with Dre.
I'm not down with a lot of stuff.
Solo and Jacob are talking in the back. Solo thinks they need to have a plan. Jacob does have a plan. He's going to dog walk all three of them because he's all gas and no brakes. And that sounds way cooler coming from him than me.
Yes.
Fraxium and Motor City Machine Guns get beat up by DIY.
Yeah, I don't know why Triple H is in beating up these guys, but here we are.
Especially as his beard's growing out, he looks so much like Triple H. Match number 6 was Los Garzas versus Rey Fénix and Andrade. Greg, what are we doing?
This one I think we'll cut.
Oh.
This was okay, but it didn't really further anything for tomorrow. So that's why I was like, I think we can cut this.
So yeah, if you're watching the show strictly for previewing for tomorrow, then it doesn't matter. But Birdo gets chewed up by Santos after getting pinned, and Birdo slaps him away. And yeah, Latino and Latino violence, Greg.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Can they come up with a new storyline where Latinos don't fight with Latinos?
Yeah, but
could we have a storyline where all the Latinos get together and they form a faction?
Probably, but I mean, didn't they do that recently multiple times, including, you know, various world's orders?
And then they break up and feud with each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much how this is going to go. So our main event segment is John Cena. Greg, there's lots of highlights from this.
Oh, yes, there is.
What is your favorite line from this?
I think I'm torn between two, but I think I'll go with Randy is just like his 2006 drug test, a failure.
Yeah, I also, and that's Greg, that was one of the two that I had. The other one I had was, you're a WWE lifer. You're like furniture. Yeah, that's because you're a lazy boy. I was like, God, man.
Yeah, both those I put in the description of this episode because they were two great lines. And then the tossing of the Michelob at John Cena and then him stopping the introduction.
And then standing behind, having the announcer stand behind him, which is pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, so great. So, so great.
I love that they talked about Randy Orton. You know, you're counting on Randy Orton to be loyal. Are you kidding me? Which is also a great line given Randy Orton's history. And after 25 years of coasting, you can count on Randy Orton to be the greatest of all time at doing the bare minimum. Nobody remembers his grandfather. And the only thing his dad did of note wasn't the cast. It was knocking up Randy's mom.
Yeah.
John Cena has been somewhere like writing bars for the last 20 years going, eventually.
Amazing. Amazing stuff.
And then when he gets to and then eventually we have somebody in a mask try and RKO John Cena and he gets AA'd. But he looks kind of small, like Randy Orton maybe in 2006.
Oh, no. I don't think it looked like Randy Orton in 2006. But yeah, when I saw that, I was like, wait, that doesn't look right.
Right. And then
I'm really curious to see who that was.
Yeah, the real Randy Orton eventually gets him, which was great, Greg. This was great. And Randy Orton stands tall, meaning that he's getting destroyed tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad, but yeah, Randy's going to lose tomorrow night. And that's what it's going
to
be.
If he wants to go beat up somebody, he has to go to TNA and beat up Joe Henry the way God intended.
Sure. I would love to see, though, Joe Hendry versus John Cena.
Okay, Greg, time for the synopsis.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
Without going through
I was going to say, we already hit the speed round for this, even though we weren't really that speedy. But instead of doing the synopsis tonight, do you want to just go through the Backlash for tomorrow?
Well, I just wanted you to say, what if anything of this night did you have to watch for tomorrow?
What do you have to watch for tomorrow? That's a great question. The LA Knight Damian Priest solo Fatu thing helps prepare you for tomorrow. R-Truth cheering on John Cena because it makes me laugh helps prepare you maybe a little bit for tomorrow. And John Cena's and 10 minutes. And I think that's it that prepares you for tomorrow.
Yeah. If you can watch this show after the PLE, you can probably watch the show during the PLE, during the ad breaks, you can catch up on the matches you miss. But really, this has very little to do with tomorrow because most of the matches on this card are from the other brands.
Yeah. So let's go to the order for tomorrow.
So tomorrow's card, the Backlash preview, is brought to you by the following advertisement.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Are you looking for the best Raw review on the internet, or the worst one, depending on who you ask? Check out Randy C. and Eric B., the Raw Dogs. They'll be covering Monday Night Raw here on The Hub for Draw Straws Raw. And for your complete recap of all things AEW, listen here on The Hub to Sean and Ashley with a Dynamite Drop. They'll be dropping fresh new episodes Thursday nights or Friday mornings each week on The Hub. And
Tylenol 3s. Because one Tylenol wasn't good enough, we decided we needed to pack in 3 of them. Right?
And I didn't play it for Greg again because he has to listen. Listen, if not, I know you'd never listen to our voices again. He's like nodding his head. He's like back. I got the Wikipedia open, Greg. Let's go 5-1. And
as we always do it.
And last time, you had more correct picks than I did, so you get to pick first.
Oh, did I? Okay. We've got to go 5-1, though. Oh, all right.
Well, we don't have to go 5-1. You can jump around if you want.
That's fine. Dominic Mysterio versus Penta. Let's go 5-1. I'll take Dominic Mysterio in this match over Penta.
I wish I could argue with you, but Penta, there's already a rumor floating around that Penta and Rey Fénix are being reunited as the Lucha Brothers.
Sure.
So if they're going back to tag teaming, then
Dom needs this belt.
Yeah. Jacob Fatu, LA Knight, Damian Priest, Drew McIntyre is the next match. And this one's mine. Greg, I have to pick against field, but how can you pick against Jacob Fatu? He's all gas and no brakes. And I think he's winning this, no problem. The only question coming out of this is, are we getting an LA Knight heel turn from this feud?
I don't think so. I think Damian Priest and Drew McIntyre are going to spin off again. And it's going to be Jacob Fatu winning. I 100% agree.
Who's next for Jacob Fatu? If you could pick somebody on the roster.
Honestly, I'd love to see Aleister Black.
Ooh, Greg's just shooting straight. That's great.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
The other one that would be great, you could either give him Rey Fénix or Andrade. I think either of those would be, you get some good matches. And Jacob Fatu a good win with an impressive opponent.
Do you know who else would be really good?
Okay, go
Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah, and poor Carmelo Hayes, who just can't win. So it's perfect. Yeah. He can just eat a loss.
Exactly. All right, next one, Pat McAfee versus Gunther. This is going to be Gunther's destroying Pat McAfee on so many levels.
Part of me hopes is eventually I would love to have another one of these matches, except I want Wade Barrett as the, because I think Wade Barrett, it'd be great if he could have one last WWE match.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I get Lyra Valkyria versus Becky Lynch for the women's Intercontinental title. I think this is Becky. I think Becky's winning this based on the fact that Lyra keeps getting over on Becky. And if you want to hear more about how that's been going, tune in to Draw Straws Raw here on The Hub with Randy C and Eric B. They'll be talking about bananas, fresh roast beef, and not Liv Morgan for the time being, and they'll tell you how mad they are.
That's fair. All right. And last but not least, the main event, John Cena versus Keith Orton, isn't it?
Yep. That's where the K and KO comes from.
That's right. For some reason, I was thinking Kenneth for a second. That's what happens when you're born too late. This has got to be John Cena. Like, there is no way Randy Orton. I honestly, I don't even care if Randy Orton gets one move in.
I hope this is a dirty win for John Cena. Like, I would love something where it involves Randy's kids or his family, where it's something where John Cena goes into a dark place. Like, the match is a singles match, but somewhere during the match, it gets you have the Rock appear on the screen and he turns it into a DQ and John Cena does something dastardly to win.
Do you think we hear that infamous Fiend song?
Or maybe we just have Travis Scott show up.
I played that at hockey tonight and my kid just eye rolled me when I played it.
Yeah, the Rock's theme song, it's got like three tags in it. It's just.
Yeah. No, the Travis Scott theme song.
Oh, his theme song? Yeah, no.
Yeah, the one that like Fiend. That one that was the WrestleMania one.
You blocked
that out of your mind, hadn't you?
They've licensed it, so they might as well just keep playing it.
Yep. So
overall, this should be a good card. I'm probably going to tune in a little bit late. I have somebody come over to watch it with me. My friend Jared will be joining me and his lovely wife. I'm going to try and they're coming over at 8. I'm like, we should like start watching it around 8:30 so we can skip through the bull crap.
Yeah, thank God for Netflix.
Yeah, who really want, like, it is the thing about the show is that it's excellent, but the commercial filler in it is painful at points.
Yeah.
But if you want more roast beef and no filler, then you have to listen here on The Hub because we have Draw Straws Raw. We have the Dynamite Drop, your Smack Daddies, obviously, because we're talking, and I hear on Monday there's a big announcement coming.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see what that announcement's going to be.
That wraps up our show for tonight. Thank you for listening. Thank you for welcoming us back. And yeah, this was not a short show, even though we thought it was going to be.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Good night. We the ones.
the town.